Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host, Chris Allen. How you doing, everybody? Welcome back. 2017, first podcast of the year. I hope everybody enjoyed the holidays. I know I did. As always, off the top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for listening to my podcast. I appreciate it. It really means a lot. So please tell a friend, tell an enemy, tell your neighbor, your mailman, your hairdresser, your barber, tell somebody. Really help me out in 2017. I want to make this, I want to help this thing grow. Okay? Last year was a good year. I want to make this year even better. Without further ado, I would like to thank Lawless Jerky for being my very first sponsor. I got a shit ton of jerky in the mail, so shout out to those guys. 100% grass-fed beef. They got amazing flavors. The Japanese curry is dope. The barbecue spare rib is dope. Pork jerky. I never thought I would like it, but I love it. Maybe because it's there. They got chipotle honey. Aloha teriyaki. The best jerky in the business. So check out their website, Lawless Jerky. Shit's good. So appreciate it, guys. I got my hat. I got my jerky. I feel great. One of my favorite snacks. I don't joke around about jerky. So again, shout out to those guys over at Lawless Jerky for sending me a shit ton of jerky. And I just can't wait to eat it all. It's delicious. So I appreciate that, guys. Thank you so much. Oh, man. Now, if anyone's new to my podcast, first of all, I'm whispering because it's 12:30 in the morning and my family is sleeping. And I definitely don't want to wake my son up, which is a great segue. My son is today is doing his first ever show and tell. For those who don't know, my son's name is Miles, and every week I do a milestone. I know it's clever. Get off my dick. So this week, the milestone is he's doing his first ever show and tell. He's taking a yo-yo. He's excited. I'm excited. I had to give him some advice. I'm like, look, if the yo-yo starts bombing, you got to go right at the crowd. Just start fucking attacking people. What do you do, sir? What do you do for a living? Oh, where'd you get that shirt? How long you guys been dating? Is that a pee stain? Oh, this sucks. Well, didn't you just pee on yourself yesterday? Didn't you take a shit in the block area? Don't judge me. My grandmother bought me this yo-yo. I'll take this string and I will choke you out. Hey, look, folks, that's my time. That's what I told them you got to do. You got to fill it up. If it doesn't go well, go right at the crowd. Do that crowd work. Attack people. Put them on the defensive. You'll come out on top. They won't forget. They will never forget that goddamn yo-yo. And next time you do it, they'll keep their mouth shut because they know what's going to happen. But seriously, I'm excited. Hopefully I can get over there. I need to find out what time they're doing it so I can get over there and record it and post this first set to YouTube. So, yeah. So that's the milestone for the week. Miles and his show and tell. So excited. Couple of topics this week. I think I approached this sometime last year, but I have to talk about it again. Because it's even worse now. I'm still getting over a little sinus thing. It's even worse now, people. It's even worse than before. This is something I really wish Donald Trump would do something about. We need to get these people out of our country immediately. All of them. I'm not afraid to say it. I'm not going to be PC. We need to get these people the fuck out of this country. I mean, they just want people to conform to their lifestyle. They want to shame people. I am fucking sick of people on paleo diet. I'm sick of it. They talk so much shit. Now, they have paleo magazines. Okay? Paleo magazines. They have paleo bars. I was in the frozen food section the other day. They have fucking paleo cookie dough, paleo frozen meals. Now, I've had friends on this diet when it was in its infancy stages, they would just shame you for eating a pizza, or they, oh, I'm eating paleo. I don't even eat certain vegetables because they weren't even on the planet at that time. You know, that strain of grain or corn hadn't even evolved into what it is today, so I don't eat that. Oh, really? So you can't eat this certain fucking vegetable because it wasn't around? But you don't mind having fucking cookie dough in the frozen food section? I have no idea. So they didn't have legumes, but they had refrigeration and freezers and fucking magazines and power bars. I don't think that's not how it works. All these fancy ass fucking recipes. No, if you want to eat like a paleo man, eat like a goddamn paleo man. You don't get to make fucking fancy ass risottos, orzos. You don't get to have lamb shanks with cherry sauce, and I'm so mad I can't even get it out. Mashed potatoes, and they have to be like the yellow potatoes or yams or whatever the fuck you call them. They gotta be that because those are healthier. Paleo man wouldn't eat a white potato. That's why they were so stocky, because their diet, they lived to be fucking like 20 years old. And I can guarantee you, if you put a goddamn pizza in front of a paleo man, he would eat that shit. I mean, what do you want to eat, sir? You want to eat this pepperoni pizza that's been cooked to a golden brown deliciousness with gooey, ooey cheese, pepperoni, mushrooms? Or would you rather eat that fucking raw, hairy, wild boar meat that you barely even cooked over a flame, and you're probably going to get some type of trichinosis because you're too stupid and you don't know that you got to cook it all the way through? What would you rather eat, sir? So I'm sick of this shit. It's gone too far. Paleo man could not go out, go hunting, go, you know what? This isn't working out. I'm going to run down to the convenience store. Matter of fact, before we even go out hunting, son, we're going to stop by the local grocery store that doesn't exist yet. We're going to get a couple of paleo bars. That way, if we get a little, you know, a little hungry on our foraging hunting trip, we can have a power bar. And if it doesn't work out, we can come back and pick up a few frozen dinners, and then we can close out that meal with some goddamn cookies. Oh, here's a magazine we can pick up for mom, so when I kill a sheep or a goat, we can have this delicious meal that she can prepare for us with the recipe. That's not how it fucking works. I'm done with the paleo people. I'm sick of you and your CrossFit and your goddamn caveman diet. You can all go to hell. I hate it. I'm sick of it. Too far. That's right, paleo people. Go to hell.
Well, actually, hell wasn't around yet because Jesus Christ.
Shut up. You know what I'm talking about. Just go away. All right. Matter of fact, go buy some Lawless jerky. All right. Be a man. Get some Lawless jerky. Whatever flavor you want, it's delicious. And stop shaming people. Now you got food in the frozen aisle, and cookies, and magazines, and power bars. Oh, God. This might be a hate-filled podcast, people. speaking of hate, it's a hot topic right now. I'm pretty sure most of you people have seen this video. You got these four ignorant ass kids. Teenagers. They basically kidnap and torture this handicapped, mentally challenged man. And they like cut his scalp open and they beat him and torture him. And they're like basically like, fuck white people, fuck Donald Trump. That's fucking insane, man. And I see they're being charged with a hate crime, which should happen. And these people should never get out of jail. That shit's uncalled for. with the way shit is right now, that's the last fucking thing we need, okay? Especially, we don't need that shit. We don't need it. And I was talking to a fellow comic friend of mine, and he goes, you know what? He's like, the shit that these motherfuckers did, it set us back 50 years, man. And I'm like, you know what? I had this epiphany. I go, you know what? I know what you're saying. I was like, but honestly, black people, we have to stop saying whenever something happens, whenever somebody does of color does something bad, we have to stop saying that set us back. Because I think when you say that, it almost insinuates that you're taking some type of ownership, like it's kind of on you or it's kind of on us, and it's really not. So that's something I'm never going to say again, because I used to say that, man, that shit set us back. No more. I'm not going to say that. I got a lot of white friends. And when Dylann Roof shot up that church, when that other fucking kid shot up Sandy Hook, you never hear white people go, "Oof, man, that really set us back." They go, "No, that motherfucker was crazy, and that has nothing to do with me." And black people need to start doing the same shit. We don't all think alike. We're not all one entity. We don't take the fall or the blame for everybody. But I'm not doing it. So 2017, that is something I'm definitely going to stop saying. I'm no longer even associating with that type of shit. Okay, we're about to have Donald Trump take over in, what's today? In 15 days. It's 14 or 15 days. Okay. People are already on edge. This is the type of shit that we don't need. And it's just like people see what they want to see. You know, people never see the things that the people of their race do. That shit gets written off. We always see what other people are doing, but we never see what our own are doing. And that's part of the problem. It's only calling out other people. When you see something that's fucked up, say it's fucked up. You know, it's not some tit for tat thing. Cause you look at this, and I'm not saying this to all people, but there's a certain group of people that will look at this and go, "Look at that. See how black people are. This is how they do. They're fucking animals." But we also have to remember, a person I mentioned a second ago, there's a dude on trial right now for going into a church, having Bible study with those people, and fucking killing 9 of them. And those people that would say some shit about black people are like, "Man, that dude's crazy. It has nothing to do with me." But we'll turn around and use these 4 black teens as an example. Actually, as proof as to how, quote unquote, they are as a people. It's not cool. Then you have black people, some black people that will look at this and go, "Well, that's what you get for Eric Brown and, I mean, Mike Brown and Phil Castellano, Phil, the guy that got shot by the cop in his car was trying to get his license. I don't want to mess his last. His name was Phil Castellano or something like that. Can't remember his last name. It's not a tit for tat. You can't go, "Well, you killed 2 of us, so we whooped his ass, so you know how it feels." It's just a lack of empathy for each other. It's just when you see something that's fucked up, you should go, "You know what? That's fucked up. That's not right." But it seems like people only really care when they see harm being done to a body that looks like theirs. You know? Because I honestly, as a black dude, when I see a clear, blatant case of like police misconduct and excessive force, that scares the shit out of me. But when that whole knockout video shit came out, that didn't bother me. But a lot of my white friends were terrified, because in those videos, they see a white person getting knocked out. So for them, that's like, that's their mom, that's their dad, that's them, their cousin, that, you know what I mean? But everybody should look at those videos and go, "Man, this shit's not right," and say something. We shouldn't only care when it's somebody else. I mean, when it's someone that looks like us. I just think that's a worldwide problem, man. I think that's a worldwide issue. It's like we don't care until it's us. I mean, all this terrorism shit was going on before 9/11, but we were like, man, it was so far removed from us. And then 9/11 happened. It was just like, oh shit, this terrorism shit is real. Because if you ever travel overseas, you would go overseas back in the day. You would go to those airports and there's machine guns and military and checkpoints, and you go, what the fuck is going on? And then after 9/11 happened, you go, oh fuck, yeah, we just weren't on board with that shit because it hadn't happened to us. Now we're more sympathetic to terrorist attacks because we know what that shit is like. So all I'm saying, in 2017, we need to start looking at all these situations with way more empathy. Even if that person who's being harmed doesn't look like you, just put yourself in that person's shoes. You know? Put yourself in that person's shoes. Or what if that was my dad or my mom or, you know, whoever? How would I feel about that? If that was my child. Like, I saw another video of this cop slamming this 14-year-old girl down for trying to stop a fight. I get it. Things can get out of hands, and I get it. A teenage girl can hurt a guy. I get it. But when you're a grown-ass man and you pick up a 14-year-old girl that barely weighs 100 pounds and you slam her to basically a fucking, not submit, you everybody's been to school, but those like hard-ass linoleum shitty floors with the force that he did, that shit's uncalled for, man. You're a grown-ass man. He wasn't a little dude. And people who look at that and go, hey, that's what she gets for, you know, just being in the way. That's just, ask yourself, what if that was my daughter? And I get it. Teenagers run off at the mouth. I totally understand. But that shit's uncalled for, man. Totally uncalled for. And people do it because they know they can get away with it, because they know there's going to be people that fucking take their side and they get to walk away from it. After you basically gave a 14-year-old girl a concussion. Shit's uncalled for, man. We need to have more respect for each other, man. That's basically what I'm getting at. 2017, I really think that we should have way more empathy, way more respect. Stop looking at everybody and going, they have it easier than I do. I have white friends that are like, man, black people, yeah, I got it easy. And then I got white people got it easy. And then I got women friends, men have it easy. And then you got gay people got it easy. They can do whatever they want. Then trans people are like, well, everybody hates me. It's just like everybody feels like they have it the worst and everybody else has it the best. We all have our fucking crosses to bear. It sucks. We all have a shit sandwich. But we also have things that we can get away with. I can, as a black dude, I can get away with making racist jokes. That's just the way it is. White people, you get benefit of the doubt. Women, you get their privileges. Gays have their privileges. We all do, man. So if you just recognize the shit that we can get away with and to go, you know what? That's what I got. And just know everybody has it hard at some point or in some aspect of their life. And I think things could go a lot better. So please, 2017, let's keep in mind empathy, respect, and everyone has a shit sandwich, and no one else's cross is lighter or heavier than yours. We all have to bear a cross, and I think if we all just recognize everybody's cross as valid and equal, I think we could get along a lot better. So there's a show, that's a show. I'm hoping to have a lot more cool things coming up this year, comedy-wise. You know, I'm really learning to, like, not say anything about stuff until, you know, it's confirmed or it's done. So I got some things in the works. I got some cool irons in the fire, if you will. So I'm hoping that 2017 will be a good year, a bigger breakout year for me. I got some dates. I'll be headlining here in Charlottesville on the 20th at the Southern. My very first time actually headlining a venue like that. So that'll be dope. February, I don't know what I got in February, but I know in March I will be back in Dayton at the Dayton Funny Bone featuring for Mark Norman. Oh, in February, I might be at Magoobies. So that date hasn't been confirmed yet. So once I get more word on that, I might be at Magoobies Joke House again with Mark Norman. I put in for several festivals this year. So I'm hoping to maybe, I think I put in for 3 so far. I'm hoping to get at least 1 or 2 of those. And I don't know. My dream this year is to get to Montreal, but I don't know what the road to that is. I might have to try to call in some long shot favors for that one, but that will be a huge thing. And so we'll see what 2017 holds. I hope you guys all have a prosperous year. And so, yep, there's a show. That's the show. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Chris Allen Comedy, A-L-A-N. And don't forget to check out Lawless Jerky. Peace out.